discussing Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence on individuals, and how universal it actually is. One locus for this discussion, where many of the Rishonim express their opinions about Hashgacha Pratis, is the idea of Hashtadlus and the idea of the mitzvahs in the Torah that have to do with making an effort, with trying to better one's lot to avoid danger. For example, the Torah says there's a mitzvah, one of the Targum mitzvahs is to build a makkah, to build a fence around a house. It says, Basisa makkah legagecha, you should put up a fence around the roof. You won't be responsible, you won't cause death, you won't cause blood, you won't be responsible for blood. If someone falls off by putting up a fence, you'll avoid that, you'll forestall that, and you won't be guilty of killing someone. So many of the Rishonim understood this to mean that it's not inevitable that he's going to die, it's not preordained. If you build a fence, you'll save his life. If you don't build a fence, then he'll die. It's up to you. Now, Chazal actually don't seem to have learned like this. Chazal, Rashi brings a Sifri, it's also Gemara and Shabbos. Chazal darshan, the word nofel, he didn't fall. We call him a nofel anyway. So Chazal say, Roy Hoy is Elipol. This guy was going to fall. He was destined to fall. Mishesme Bereshis. If you put up the fence, he'll fall somewhere else. His number is up. But Afal Pikain, you should put up the fence, not because it'll actually save his life, but because he should die somewhere else. Roy Hoy is Elipol. But Afal Pikain, Megalkon Tchustai De Zakai, Bechal Vaide Chayev. You shouldn't be the one off whose roof he falls. Chazal seemed to be saying Kung Fakert from the way we suggested the pasuk was before, that the person is destined to fall and nothing, or at least this is not being left to chance. But Afal Pikain, the mitzvah is not to be involved in his death. So we actually find several of the Rishonim who either dealt with this or ignored this, but still managed to come out with the opposite conclusion. We have the Sefer Ikrim, the Yosef Albo. He brings Chazal, accepts Chazal, but he says, in general, he says, Hashtadlus is very important. Charitzas, he calls it, is very important. The person's fate is in his own hands. It's up to him. If he makes an effort, he'll survive. If he doesn't, he won't. And he says, and even though Chazal say, Roy Hoy is Elipol, which seems to contradict this, that everything is predestined. But no, Chazal means certain things are predestined, but in general, things are not. So it's true that there are certain things Hashem does that no matter what you do, you won't get around. But nevertheless, it's good to make an effort because not everything is so preordained. The Abarbanel and the Akedas Yitzchak on the Pasuk, they actually explain the Pasuk the opposite of Chazal. The Akedas Yitzchak says, Rav Yitzchak Arama says, when the Torah says, Ki'ipol ha-nofil mimenu, he says, nofil means punkfaker, the opposite of Chazal. Nofil means, he doesn't bring Chazal, I think, but he says, nofil means a chance, someone who happens to fall. He says, someone who is destined to fall, Hashem is pushing him, so to speak. That's not falling. That's being pushed. That's hashlacha, hapala, he says. Someone's pushing him off the roof. That's not a nofel. Nofel means it's just an accident, and there's no rhyme or reason for it, he says. And that's what the Torah is telling you. Put up the fence to avoid the nofel. The fence won't help you for someone who Hashem is pushing off the roof. It'll help you for someone who Hashem has no opinion about. So someone who Hashem is not trying to kill, such a person may or may not fall, and that depends on your fence, and that's why he says that the fence is important for those people, not the people Hashem is trying to kill. He doesn't go with the thing of Chusai de Zake. The fence is important for the people who happenstance, who may fall and may not fall, who Hashem has no gzera against. Abarbanel actually brings Chazal and the Akedas Yitzchak's Pshat back to back. First he brings Chazal, that Nofil means he was destined to fall, but put up the fence because of Megalgalin Chusai de Zake, Vachalvai de Chayev. And then he says another Pshat, which is also a good Pshat, is the Pshat of the Akedah, he says, the Pshat that the fence is efficacious for the nofil, for someone who happens to be falling off the roof. The fence won't do a whole lot of good for someone who Hashem is trying to kill. Akedah says this both on the pasuk of Gipel and Nofil, as well as in his discussion of Hashtadlus in general in Parshas Vayishlach. He has a lengthy essay. His jumping off point is Yaakov Avinu. He did all these parallel forms of Hashtadlus, Tefillah, prayed, Doron, he gave bribes, the gifts to Esau, Melchama, he prepared for battle. He goes on about the importance of Hashtadlus. The person always has to see that his fate is possibly up to him. He says, if he's really a tzaddik, Hashem will take care of him. If he's really a rasha, Hashem will kill him anyway. But for the Beinonim, again, he says, fate is up to you, and you better take care of yourself. And he goes on and on about the importance of Hashtadlus. And again, he gets back to the pasuk of Ki'ipol HaNofel, that at least sometimes he says that your fate is up to you. Your fate is up to that. There's no gzeira pushing you one way or another, and therefore hishtadlus is really, really important because that'll determine whether one lives or dies. Mirtz Hashem, in our next segment to this, we'll discuss the Rambam's comments. He also discusses Kippel HaNofel and what he says about the general question of hishtadlus and Hashgacha Pratis.